Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So coming up this weekend, we have a momentous weekend besides Courtney's graduation party from college.
Oh, really? Your daughter's graduation party?
Mm-hmm.
Brett, you get invited?
I did not. No.
Yeah, me neither.
No, just family.
I continue.
And
I
friends.
I thought we were family.
Oh, family and friends?
No work.
Oh, okay. Family and friends. Got it. Well, Brett, now you know how you
now
go.
We know.
Yeah, we do.
We are in the co-worker category.
We sure are. That's okay.
Believe me, you guys don't want to come and be obligated for a
gift. Yeah, you know what?
I did you a favor.
You know what co-workers don't do?
What?
They don't drive you to work. They don't give you a ride to work.
Is that what they do?
Friends give you a ride to work in the morning.
Oh, okay.
And you did that this morning.
I did do that this morning.
As I have.
Yeah.
Many times.
So that's why I thought we were friends and I would be invited to the graduation party. But I guess with the track record
you guys are lying right now. There's not a chance you would ever want to come to this party. It's not even close.
I'm dying to meet Eileen. Are you kidding me?
She's not going
to
be there.
Your own mother's not going to be there?
No. Most of my side of the family are going to be there. We just all hung out this past weekend.
That's exactly why I thought you would invite me then. You got nothing to worry about.
Right, that's a good point. I missed the opportunity. So,
Come on, Susan. It just doesn't work.
No, it doesn't have the same ring, does it?
No. It doesn't have that same je ne sais quoi, as the French might say.
So, besides Courtney coming home.
It'd be funny if Monica was invited. Yeah, no problem, Monica. I'll pay for your airfare. Come on up to the party.
Come on by. Hang on a hot tub.
Yep. Me, you, Susan.
The rest of the family.
We'll make egg drop soup together.
I'll bring my weed whacker.
Don't forget your gloves and a spade.
Well, the yard will need a little work by Saturday morning. So if you really can, that's fantastic. So
who is that? Who's that girl out there? Why is she mowing the lawn? That's Monica. We work with her. She's over with the Tampa show that we do.
Yeah.
She just came over and started landscaping. I don't understand
why. This is really nice of her. She came all the way over here to mow your lawn?
She's working for cake.
Tequila.
Excuse me.
Yes, you're doing great. Good job. Yes.
Cake and booze. Cake and booze.
Do it diagonal.
Right.
Diagonal. Not horizontal. Diagonal. Good.
Don't tell me how to do my business.
All right, Ross, so continue.
I know, poor guy.
So you're having a graduation
party. So anyway.
So you're having a graduation party that none of us were invited
to.
Right. Continue.
That's right. So it's the first time that both Courtney and Kelly will be bringing their boyfriends to the house for this party, right? And the first time that they are complete adults and not in college that the boyfriends are coming by.
Uh-huh.
And so...
They're sleeping over.
Susan and I talked about... Yeah, Courtney's boyfriend Luke's going to be there at our house for like 4 days, whatever. Will's going to be there for a couple days with Kelly.
You're out of your mind.
So it's the first time we were like, you know what? They're adults. It's just time. They each get to sleep in their rooms. And the boyfriend gets to sleep in the room.
What?
With them. Yeah.
Are you out of your goddamn mind?
No, why? They're adults. It's over, Johnny.
Dude,
it's
under
over.
Your roof? Are you bat crazy?
Well,
stop it. You don't owe them that. You don't owe them that.
Owing.
You don't owe them that. Boys, downstairs in the shed or wherever. In the shed,
sleep
in the basement,
couch, yeah.
In the garage.
Why?
And then you don't put them up.
Why, JP? Why?
Because you don't. It's respect. It's under his roof, and he doesn't have to sit in his bed and wonder what's going on 30 feet away.
I don't. It's no, you're there for 2 days. No funny business in my house.
Yeah, okay.
That's
put them in the room together and let them close the door. I'm sure nothing is going to happen.
One night is the party night. A couple of Courtney's girlfriends will be sleeping over. I'm sure they'll be on the floor. That'll keep that from happening. In either room.
Right.
Yeah.
You are adorable.
Listen. They're 21 and 23. They're adults.
You are absolutely adorable.
Well, what are you going to do at this point?
You're going to tell
them
no.
In college, they're younger.
You're going to say...
Now they're adults. They're living their own lives. It is what it is.
You're going to say, listen, what you do when I'm not around is your business.
Right.
But under my roof, Johnny sleeps on the kitchen floor.
Uh-huh.
You know? And he's not even allowed near the dog.
Mm. The good thing is we'll have a St. Patrick's Day baby. Oh, congratulations, Roger.
Welcome my grandson, Seamus.
Did you just do that math? Is
he
it really
sure
in March?
I saw those wheels spin. I had no idea what he was doing, but that was a gem.
Oh, no. Oh, no. That's all I need.
Your little grandbaby.
Yeah. So, I mean...
right now, everybody's in their car doing math. I don't think that's 9 months. I'm not sure.
Maybe it was
it's
early.
It's almost July.
A less.
August, October, November, Brett's December, rooting for... January, March. I mean, he's like eight. It's eight and some. It's right on.
But your kids have always been overachievers. They can get that done in eight.
They graduate early.
Right.
Have babies early.
Exactly.
I mean, if I'm being honest, there's like 10% of me that's probably like...
Dude, there's got to be more.
But listen, it's the same feeling as when it was like, all right, I said, all right, I guess, what you call it, underwear is fine, you know, thongs or whatever when they were younger. Like, yeah, you're uncomfortable with it, but it's just part of what goes on.
Here's the thing. You can't.
I did not put up a fight. I think it's okay.
You can't control the thong thing. You wouldn't have a choice on that if you wanted to.
13, I can, but no, I decided to just let my wife deal with it and let it go.
They would outrule you. You would lose. They would hide it.
Well,
you
would never going to win.
Right.
But I chose not to, even though it was slightly uncomfortable.
Okay. So now you are absolutely within your right as a father.
Yeah, sure.
To just say no. Like my buddy Chris, his daughter is now 20. I want to say she's 26.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Boyfriend sleeps over. Not allowed in the room. Mm-hmm. Not allowed to sleep in the room.
Yeah, right.
Downstairs on the couch.
Got it.
Sorry, Shecky. Ain't happening under his roof.
Yeah, understood.
You're well within your rights to say, you know what? I'm just not down with that. What you do at school or in your apartment, whatever it is, I don't care. I don't know what to know about. But under my
roof. Well, we do know about. You know, we know that boyfriends sleep over. We know they sleep over boyfriends' places. All that stuff. It's just. They're not hiding it from us. So then how weird is it? Like, no, it's fine.
They're
not going to. It's like 10% uncomfortable, and it'll be over in no time.
They're not
going to
what?
First of all, I think that was just, if you put them in the same room, they're weirded out by it themselves. You think you're the only one uncomfortable?
Listen, there's something hot.
It's a little weird when you're in parents' house.
That's what I'm saying. You're not going to bang in your parents' house. That's weird.
You want to bet?
Second.
Here's the thing.
No.
It's awesome to bang your girlfriend in the room she grew up in.
She has a say in it.
Is.
She's weirded out. It's her parents.
No, she's not.
Also,
I never did it.
What do you think? If just because they're in separate rooms, he's not going to sneak in the middle of the night if they really wanted to bang?
They're going to. You're out of your mind.
And it does take away all that tension of wondering if someone's sneaking up the stairs and down the hall.
They're not going to do that. They'd be crazy to.
Added point
wanna,
to this.
You want to introduce Crazy Uncle JP?
No, I'm fine. I really am. I'm fine. I'm really at peace with the whole thing.
You're out of your mind.
The funnier thing is, and to what you were saying, Monica, about how weird it is in your parents' house and stuff like that, Courtney's now got a double bed because it's our old double bed. So now she's got our old bed.
Oh, you can't bang on your parents' bed.
Go ahead. Have a good time. You know what bed you're sleeping in?
I had sex on my parents' bed.
No, you didn't.
Yes,
no,
I did.
No, you did not.
I most certainly did.
Oh, my.
What is wrong with
you? Like while it was in their room?
Second chick I ever had sex with.
Ew.
Yeah, absolutely did.
Oh, God, that's weird. Nobody does that. You're the weird one here.
Listen, when you're having a party and the opportunity comes up and somebody's in your room, what was I going to do? Wait? No.
take a number?
Right.
Hey, Chris is on line one, Chris.
You just, honestly, you take a flamethrower to every sheet in the house.
How you guys doing? Love the show. First off, Monica, you're crazy to think that people don't have sex in their parents' bed. Guarantee you, your mom had sex in your bed when you were out of town at some point. Anyway.
Even while you're in bed.
Yeah, next to you.
With you while you were sleeping.
Monica was on the floor. But hey, you know what's funny is all three of you guys are right across the board. The problem is it's going to happen. They're in their early 20s. Roger, it doesn't matter if you put them up at Trump Towers for the 4 days. They're knocking it out. Sorry, it's just going to happen. But it's so funny that everybody kind of has a different opinion on it, and everybody's opinion is right. It's a great topic, guys.
What gets me is he said knocking it out. How does it feel to know your daughter's going to get knocked out?
No, not going to happen.
He said it, not me. I just asked the question.
Not going to happen that way.
It is going to happen that way.
They're going to make love?
Right.
I mean, come on.
Right.
Sweet. No.
You're out of your mind. How are you not letting your mind wander? How are you not wondering?
Because I'll be tired of it. I gotta go to bed.
You know,
I don't care anymore. What
things might be going on. Like, how are you not?
Well,
that's crazy to me. Knowing you as I know you.
Yeah, but if they're 18, 20, 16, if they're in high school, college, I get it. Listen, they're adults. Courtney lives in her own apartment.
I know. They both
Kelly
do.
Lives in her own apartment. They make their own livings right now.
I know.
Whatever. I'm done parenting.
You're not.
I was done a long time ago. I just give advice and guidance now. That's it.
Yeah, well, I guide you to go have sex somewhere else, not in my house.
Oh, hold on. Troy's on line four. Troy, what's going on?
Roger, your house, your rules. Don't forget it.
Yeah, no, that's fine, but this is what I'm saying. I'm okay with it. I am.
You're not okay with it.
Yeah, yeah.
You're telling yourself
I told you, like 10% uncomfortable with it, but I can push. It's fine. They're adults. I get it. I already made peace with the fact they have sex. I already made peace with they sleep over people's their houses, each other. I get it. I get it. It is what it is. They're adults.
I had sex in my mom and dad's house while they were building it in their bedroom. Nothing but studs.
That's great.
Including yourself.
Did you make sure you did it in the master bedroom?
Oh, yeah. I had her on all fours. It was great.
Okay.
Nice.
Was your dad literally like putting on roofing shingles while you were banging her downstairs?
All right.
Like that kind of building it?
Yeah, that kind of building it. Yeah. Well, it was a little late in the night, but I'm sure the construction guys are wondering how the hell the condom ended up in the middle of a 3-2 they were building.
Nice.
Thanks, Troy.
What's wrong with you people?
That was him banging it out.
Oh, what a nice house they're building. Oh, wait a minute.
That's multitasking.
It's a new plywood floor and it's just sagging. All right. Rusty is online, too. Hey, Rusty.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, buddy.
Good. Quick comment on the kids sleeping over Roger, JP. I was 4 years old and come down to Florida to visit my in-laws. And my mother-in-law said, you will not sleep in my wife and I were not married at the time. You will not sleep in the same room.
And you were 40?
I was 40.
See?
And out of respect, I didn't do it.
Right.
So.
Right. If that's what I said to my girls, it would be, that's the way it would be. They would sleep in separate rooms, but it's whatever. It's whatever.
Now, you know, if you got a problem, you can call Uncle Vito. He'll come and take care of everything for you.
You're not wrong.
Listen, thanks for the call, brother. Let me ask you this question. Mm-hmm. If your parents were staying over, mm-hmm. would you be letting those dudes sleep in that bedroom?
Absolutely not.
Of course.
Yeah, that's out of respect for them. Because I wouldn't want them to be that uncomfortable. Not because, I'm not, you know, they know that they've gone on weekends together. So they know.
How long have they been together? That's the question. If it's just rando new guy.
Kellen Will's like a year. No, it's not rando new guy. Yeah, Court and Luke are like 8 months, something like that. I mean, they're both, knock on wood, they're both pretty serious. And yeah, I'm hoping it doesn't break their hearts totally if not, something goes wrong.
What's Luke's story? That's the one I don't trust.
He's going to be rich.
Is that the baseball player?
No, that's the guy who's going to be an astronaut.
Oh, what?
He's a genius. Yeah, he's really smart. His goal is to work for NASA or SpaceX. Like, serious goal, not pie in the sky. This guy's serious.
So when he's
graduate mechanical engineering. Like, he's a freaking genius.
Before they go to bed that night, say, hey, genius, you guys make a baby.
Yeah.
You make sure make sure you make a baby.
You're greasing him now. You're letting him do what he wants to do now. So when he becomes rich, you're set up nicely. Yeah.
And the other guy's going to be fine, too. So
what do you mean by fine? What's his story?
His dad's loaded.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
He ran, like, many companies, and he's like, exactly my age, and he's looking for a new job just for something to do. So that kind of guy.
Right.
Yeah. So they're fine.
We did it wrong.
So, yeah, clearly.
We followed our hearts like idiots.
Yeah, but, he dragged the family around to all these different places. They lived in 8 places in 5 years at some times, like, things like that, because he was going CEO, like, just getting bigger, better company to run, that kind of stuff. There's a price you pay for that, you know? But in the end, his son's well-adjusted, good kid.
Right.
And he's loaded. So there it is. You make trades.
Did you have to be talked into this?
No. Susan and I were just talking about it. I said, what do you think when some of the girls are coming? I even brought it up. I'm like, are you thinking what I'm thinking? She's like, yeah, I think I am. I said, yeah, me too. I said, it's all right. So we came to it. We know them. We know the relationship. We know the whole thing. So
Fat Tony on line 5. What's up?
Hey, bro. How you doing? Hey, Raj, just to put your mind at ease, just to help out a little bit, because I'm a great, great person. Do you think your daughter swallows?
Oh no.
No. He swindled me.
What?
He swindled me.
That is the greatest call in 17 and a half years of radio. Oh. Holy Christ.
Why would you even say that?
Oh, man.
Wow.
Oh, my God. That's horrible. Why would you?
I tried, Roger. I tried to screen him.
Not that hard.
Wow.
Why would you even say that?
That's
because it's funny.
Oh, jeez. Wait, is that dumpable?
Well, it's too late now.
He was talking about soda is what he was talking about.
Yeah.
Everybody, stop.
Right. Oh, my goodness. Why would he do that?
That was the wrongest of all the wrongs that have ever been wronged.
Give Fat Tony the hotline number. Oh, my God.
Brett, did Bone TV freeze on everybody covering their face and Monica covering? No. Oh, my God.
I took a screenshot of it.
Oh.
The shock.
Oh, that was horrible. My ears hurt from hearing that.
That was like watching a car accident.
Thanks, Fat Tony, for calling. All right.
That was rough. Mm.
Oh, boy.
I just knocked my headphones out.
JP, you like that a little too much.
That's like the worst words you can hear. Putting those words together is like the worst words you can hear.
I agree. I absolutely agree.
Brett.
I agree. Right. I agree with what you're saying.
Oh. No, you're not.
Could have been worse. Today it's about your mom.
I'm almost immune to that by now.
That's a good point.
You know?
Oh, my God. That was the worst sentence in the history.
So you want to get to all these calls now? You want to take a little break?
I need a break, if you don't mind. I could really use, get some oxygen,
everybody,
a little water.
Hold on. We'll Roger and JP.
That was rough. That was really rough.
We'll be,
Fat Tony.
I mean, I know I'll be back after the break. I need a minute. Why am I losing my voice?
Fat Tony will not be invited to the party. That's
no,
for sure.
No, he's definitely not. He's uninvited now. That's it. We're canceling his invite.
Fat Tony, if you got some disposable income, get me on Twitter. I'll give you the address.
That's so messed up.
Bring balls with you.
That is so messed up.
I'm with Roger and JP, 1025 The Bill Radio. I'll be right back. If you're just tuning in, we were talking about Roger's daughter having a graduation party this Saturday, and for the first time, both of his daughters, what are they, 23 and 21?
Yeah, they're both adults.
They're both having their
out of school.
The boyfriend's over, the boyfriends are sleeping over, and Roger gave permission for the boyfriends to sleep in the room with the girls, and we've been just trying to talk them out of it because we just think it's a bad idea.
Just
and
like, I still I'm go, two steps over the line of
what I think it's fun. Okay. What I don't really understand is, I asked Roger, I said, if your parents were staying at the house, would you let these boys stay in the room? Your daughter, you said absolutely not.
Right.
It was a respect thing.
For my parents.
But my point to you is, it is a respect thing. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you're a father of daughters.
Yeah.
And you don't really, you spend your whole life not wanting that moment to ever happen, and here it is, and you got a chance to just push it aside for a couple of days. But like, you know what? For me,
dude,
sleep downstairs. You go whatever you got. When, listen, after that, whatever. But you know, for me, I would feel better, and I think your daughters would be like, okay, Dad, we get it.
Yeah, I think also though, me saying just be cool, they get it too. Same idea where it's like just, I don't even have to say the words; they know, and they would be like, we get it. We're a family. We understand each other.
You're similar to
I didn't understand it at the time, but you guys remember comedian Joey Cola was in here last Friday filling in when JP was out. Joey had this situation where his daughter, the boyfriend of his daughter, lived in his house from maybe 20, she's 20, 22 to 26, something like that.
Right.
He's like, listen, she's out of school. They're in love. They're going to be, I like this kid. You know, that kind of thing. And at the time, I was like, how do you let her do that? But now that I'm in the situation, I understand. That's the difference.
You're not letting that kid stay in your house, live in your house? No way.
No, they're not even living in my house, but I understand where he was coming from. It's like that, and now they're living together, getting a house, they're getting married, the whole thing.
What do you mean they're getting a house and getting married? When the hell did that happen?
Joey's daughter.
Oh, Joey. Yeah, I thought you were talking about yours.
What I'm saying is I understand his situation, where it went and where he thinks it's going and how you could possibly be comfortable with it. Yeah. And this isn't the same because they're not staying at the house.
No way.
But I'm more comfortable with it now, I understand.
Hey, Ted on line four. What's going on, Ted?
I'm trying to find what religion says it's okay to even sleep in the same room with a boyfriend under your mom and dad's house. I don't remember ever hearing it. That was a good thing. And number two, I understand none of where you're coming from.
Okay.
Roger, I understand it to the point that you were never thought that way when you were younger, so you're not thinking it from a guy's point of view. And if they're grown and mature and adults, then why don't they go get a hotel at the Motel 6?
Well, because they're, I mean, I want them in the house. I mean, I would rather have them stay at the house.
You would have never thought, in my generation, you would have never thought that thought of sleeping with your girlfriend in your dad's house. It just, the words wouldn't come out of your mouth.
Right.
Halfway through, you realize you just messed up.
It just does. Time moves on. That's why it's different. If my parents were there, it would be different. It's a different generation.
And I'm just said, well, have they been dating a long time? Does that determine when it's okay for them to do that? So if they have been married, dating just a short time, it wouldn't be okay?
Mm-hmm. Yep. It helps a little bit.
I'm trying to protect the girls. I know the girls are girls, but come on, it's your house.
Well, I'm not protecting the girls, bro. My daughter.
Thanks,
I get it.
Thanks for the call.
Thanks for stepping in to be the dad.
He's about to kill your daughter's boyfriend right now.
Like, I don't know what to explain to you. It's not that crazy.
I think I've always been impressed, Roger, with your ability to, it's got to be tough as a parent and a daughter specifically, but you've always been able to somehow see reason as opposed to, you know, red like that
blind
guy.
Blind rage?
Yeah.
You know what? As fathers, we don't need to see reason. We really don't.
As the as a girl, it's appreciated. I'm sure. I can guarantee your daughter is.
Yeah. You know what else is appreciated? When he writes the student loan checks every month. That's appreciated.
Both of those things are appreciated.
Yeah, exactly.
Plus, everybody's acting like she doesn't have a voice. Roger did a fantastic job raising a great girl. She will have enough respect for Roger to not do something in the house after, especially the first time it's ever happening.
Right,
it's the first time it's in her parents' house. She's raised right. Mm-hmm. It will be.
And with both of them, I've never felt that when their boyfriends are over and sleeping separately, I've never felt that sneaky thing going on before. I think they've been respectful enough there.
Or the risk is a turn on.
Now, the risk is definitely a turn on.
There you go. See?
But not this first time. Not this very, very first time. I think it's just he's letting us. Okay, well, let's not be disrespectful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Plus, there's going to be a lot of other people around. It's not going to be like it's just them and us. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Nick is on line one. Hey, Nick. Roger, JP, what's up?
Hey, I appreciate it. I just kind of want to say, JP, I know, you know, it makes total sense. You're right. In fact, however, Roger, it kind of comes down to if you respect this guy, you know, it is your house. It's kind of like, I'm kind of in the same situation. I just got out of school. And my girlfriend, you know, she comes down and she comes and visits, and it's to the point now to where my parents, after, you know, 4 or 5 times, they're like, okay, we understand that you guys are serious. You guys are becoming stable in that aspect. And, you know, it's just kind of one of those deals.
And so they're understanding, and you guys are respectful, and everybody lives together. It is fine when she's there.
Right, definitely, for sure. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's always the urge to do that, and don't get me wrong. I have filed my girlfriend in my room, but it's like we went about it the way to being respectful about it, if that
did
makes
you
sense.
Say right. Plowed?
He did.
He said plowed.
Yeah, he did
okay.
say that. Right.
No, that's cool.
So, okay. You know, if... Yeah, so, you know, we're sitting here in the living room, and it's like, because I was forced to sleep out on our couch, you know, when my girlfriend came to visit. But now to the point, like, okay, my family starts to understand now, it's like, hey, you know, this isn't okay. So I've kind of worked my way into the room manipulatively and making it work, so.
All right, thank you, Nick.
God, I love Nick. Aries, what's up, Aries?
Because we're banging in Roger's house. Banging in Roger's house, banging in Roger's house. Yes, fine. Trust me, it's happening.
Yeah. That's
gonna
ring
to happen.
Oh,
okay.
Aries.
It's gonna happen, Roger.
Why?
I'm sorry to tell you this. Because if I was there, trust me, somebody's getting knocked down. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yo, dude, they used to come to our house, and my grandmother used to say the same thing. They would come to the house, and my grandmother would say the same thing. Do me a favor. Y'all stay over here. The ladies stay over here. The men stay over there. Middle of the night, everybody's drunk. Go to sleep. This and that. Before you know it, somebody's creeping in somebody's room. Mm. Something is happening. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then before you know it, hey, guess what? You know, Patricia's pregnant. Yeah, no crap. Of course.
Patricia. When did you get
Patricia.
Irish people in your family?
Patricia, excuse me. Patricia. No, not Patricia. Yeah, there you go. Hey, you got it now. Yeah, she had... Yeah, matter of fact, yeah, her, and they even used the weed whacker. Thanks a lot, Roger, for the racism.
Thanks, Aries, as always.
No. Hey, listen, man, y'all have a good one, man. Hey, Roger, be careful, man. Stuff's going to happen. But then again, Roger, your children are grown, bro. just like my son's 20, 21.
Right.
I'll be honest with you, man. I know it's happening anyway. But like you said, not underneath my roof. I get it. Hey, keep it in your pants for the weekend.
That's all.
And then you can go back and... What's that?
You can stop right there, Aries. That's fine.
Yeah. You know what? Thanks, Aries. We'll talk to you soon. You know what's real funny? I'm all for a good double standard.
Yeah.
If this was boys, we would not even be having this conversation.
Probably not.
Not a chance.
Wouldn't even come up.
Because I wouldn't care.
That's Earl.
I wouldn't care. I'd just be like, dude, don't get her pregnant.
As long as you can acknowledge it's terrible.
Listen, life is full of double standards. Roger and I were driving into work today, and there's a gym that says fitness for women. Fitness for women.
If y'all weren't so creepy, then it wouldn't be fitness for women. You guys drool.
That actually makes sense. I have to say.
And if there were a fitness for men, I'd be totally down with it. Why wouldn't I?
No, we've had this conversation before, and you absolutely took the other side.
No.
We have never had
a discussion about separate gyms. Because
we've had the conversation about separate clubs, about guys having a place to go where guys can just be guys, and you said, well, why can't women be there?
Well, gyms is specific. If it's a club, it's different because there are things that girls are interested in.
Guys are interested in fitness?
And that's what I'm saying. But gyms are different because it's one specific act. It's one thing. And if I want to go to a gym that is only women, I can. And if a guy wants to go to just a guy that's a gym for guys, that's cool. But when you're talking about, like, only a certain amount.
A gym for guys is like a Turkish bathhouse.
That's the thing. Would you guys even want that?
No.
It's just a big sausage fest.
The only thing that gets you off the couch to actually go to the gym is the fact that, you know, some chick's going to have a sweaty car.
And that's why there's a girls only gym, you pervs.
See, they're onto something there. Women would be more comfortable.
Let's be honest. Y'all wouldn't be wearing skin tight yoga pants to go work out. You know what I'm saying? If you didn't want us to check out your ass. I mean, stop it.
Did you say we asked for it?
You could easily be wearing sweatpants, the same sweatpants you lounge on the couch on. You could easily be wearing those to the gym, but nobody does.
Oh, there are hookers.
Why do you think that is?
No, there are hookers who get like full makeup and hair when they go to the gym. And I don't understand that. I am in cutoff. Like, I am in what you just described.
Right,
because I'm just there to work out. Yeah.
How many women? You're in the one percentile. I've never gone to the gym and saw a chick that wasn't wearing some, like, either bicycle shorts or some sort of, not bicycle shorts, but you know what I'm saying.
Like spandex.
All tight and hookery.
Yeah, tight shorts. Yeah, or yoga pants or something along those
lines.
Boobs
all propped up and full hair and makeup.
Not even full hair and makeup. I don't know about that. I'm just talking about they're dressed. Listen, they're not dressed to get guys to not look.
True.
You know?
Unless it's
one of those, you know,
competition.
You know, futile attempts by the chick that's 320, you know, that's walking on the treadmill for the first time.
I think it's either
chasing after the donut on the stick.
Stop. It's a combination of competition with other chicks, which I don't understand, and trying to attract guys, which I don't understand either. So I don't get that mentality, but I think that's what it is. And it's blatantly obvious when they have like a matching outfit. You know what I mean? When their little shirt matches their little shorts and their little sneak. Oh my God, what are you doing? I don't match. I don't care. I don't whatever.
Let's take one more call about Roger's daughter's letting the boyfriend sleep over and all the other stuff. And we'll split. Yeah, and then we'll break.
Right.
Hey, which one you want? I'll let you pick the call. I'll let you pick the call. Which one you want?
Mike on line 4.
Mike.
I was going to go Mark on line 2.
Were you?
Okay, yeah. Whatever.
I don't care.
Your call.
I'm a beaten man at this point. I don't
care. What's up, Mike?
Guys, love the show.
Okay.
Listen, I grew up from where you guys are from, live in the same town as one of you guys. Okay. Moved down here 4 years ago. Let me tell you, totally different down here.
What do you mean?
The girls down here, they are looking to get pregnant right from high school, married, move out into a trailer,
onto the farm.
I think you might be painting with a little bit of a broad stroke there, my friend.
Bro, I'm telling you, I got girls that age. Their friends are looking high school, get pregnant, parents are letting the guys sleep over. It's not like up on Long Island, I'm telling you.
You're just encouraging the situation?
No, I'm not encouraging it at all.
No, they are, I'm saying.
It seems like, you know what, they're encouraging it. You know, it's like the Bible Belt. You need to be married at an early age. completely different. No thought of, not everyone, but no thought of going to college or anything. It's, I'm getting pregnant, you know, right after high school. The parents are letting the boyfriends come in. It's almost like a cult someplace down here. It's crazy.
All right, there you go.
Listen, guys, it's not like it. It's beautiful, the sun, but it's totally different. The women are crazy. And they can all last till they're in their 40s when they're divorced and looking for a guy with some money.
Right on.
All right, thanks for that rundown, overview, synopsis, summation of Florida women.
Monica, thoughts?
So far off.
So far.
JR, what are your thoughts on that one?
I mean, opposed from women from Illinois to down here, he's kind of right in a sense. I don't know.
In a sense, huh?
Women down here are a little bit more freakier.
Really?
I think so.
Well, freakier is totally different than what he's saying, where they just want to get knocked up and married.
I mean, I've dealt with more women down here that wanted me to get them pregnant than I did in Illinois.
I remember that. Really? I remember the very first gig I did.
What's that about?
The very first gig we did down there was the pub crawl. The very first bar I went into, woman comes right up to me, blonde woman, and says, you know that same line we always heard, first couple days, man, I didn't know about you. I didn't think I was going to like you, but I love you now. You want to go do some coke?
Well, that's different. And you want to go knock me up?
Look, I think we're going to be all right. I think we're going to do okay.
Yeah. All right, well, Roger, JP on the bone.
On 102.5 The Bone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.